Back in May, when the hills of Mount Desert Island were beginning to green, I had a scenic flight passenger who said he'd first visited Acadia in the spring of 1952, the year I was born. I asked him whether much evidence of the Great Fire of 1947 still remained 5 years after the fact, and he said yes, indeed. Charred remains of trees could be seen everywhere from Town Hill to the shores of Eagle Lake, to the top of the Beehive. But he also said that in general the landscape showed considerable new vegetation taking hold and was growing again toward that lushness that Maine is famous for. That passenger's recollection jibed with some memories a retired fisherman shared with me about a year ago, last October. He'd fished for 50 years all over the region in Penobscot Bay, Blue Hill Bay, Frenchman Bay, further out in the Gulf of Maine and down east. His base had been Bass Harbor, and he was one of those incredible walking, talking databases that Mount Desert Island still has more than a few hundred of. Folks in their 70s, 80s, and 90s who grew up on the island before it began becoming increasingly gentrified and overrun with summer people and newcomers from away. This old fisherman told me that the first year after the 1947 fire, the areas that had burned, those 17,000-plus acres that made up about half of the eastern half of the island, were naturally all black and charred, but that gradually in the next couple of years became gray and more light gray, and that by about the third and fourth year a definite green was distinguishable, sure signs that life was returning to the rolling terrain of Mount Desert Island. Wednesday, the 17th of October, marks the 60th anniversary of the beginning of the Bar Harbor Fire, although 60 years ago the 17th was a Friday, well remembered by an elderly gentleman, Les Richards, whom I flew to do some photography this past weekend over his farm near Beach Mountain. Les remembers being near Dolliver's dump at a cranberry bog in Hall's Cove on Friday the 17th with a number of other fellows monitoring a fire that most thought had been contained, although it was smoldering underground. So that by Tuesday the 21st, the fire, having traveled about a quarter mile underground, would emerge at a neighboring bog, be fanned by high winds, and become a 2,000-acre blaze headed toward Eagle Lake. Like many islanders, Les would stay with the fire for many days. "Got 8 hours of sleep in 8 days," he told me, as we flew along the path the fire had taken. Eventually it would blow itself out in a huge fireball exiting the island at Otter Cliffs. "It's been called the Bar Harbor Fire for a while now," said Les as we were heading up Somes Sound on our way back to the airfield in Trenton. "But early on we called it the Hall's Cove Fire, and then the Town Hill Fire, and then the Somesville Fire, owing to its making it to all those places. For the next 2 weeks, it'll be the 60th anniversary of an amazing time in this neck of the woods. Look around to see who might furnish a good tale or two about living through the fires of 1947, which also occurred in sizable ways in Waldoboro and Kennebunk, among other locales in Maine. From Orono, Maine, have a good day."